Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad. It's recorded in the Psalm of David. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Yes. Welcome to today is the 25th day of November. It's Thanksgiving Day. You're listening to Prayer Deliverance Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah to God. This is, we're here under the teaching and tutelage of Pastor Dolly, one of the wonderful women of God. It's Thanksgiving morning. Yes. And pray that the broadcast is live because I meant to call, but yesterday the broadcast just went off. Hallelujah to God. And working at night, but it's a wonderful time to be alive. We're here. We're going to go forward in the name of Jesus. Well, God spoke once and twice have I heard this, that power belongeth to God. Hallelujah to God. It's been a very good year, a very trying year. Hallelujah to God. And it seems like there has been death all over for the last 2 years. We made it, saints of God. Hallelujah to God. We made it, we made it, we made it by the grace of God. A little song by my heart, and we'll get started. We'll get on the way. It says, I've been through the storm, I've been through the rain, but I made it. I've had some heartaches, I've had some disappointments, but look at me, I made it. I asked the Lord for some help. I could make it by myself. Hallelujah. I made it. I've been through the storm. I've been through the rain. But I made it. I had some heartaches. I've had some disappointments, but look at me, I made it. I asked the Lord for some help. I could not make it by myself, but hallelujah, I made it. Hallelujah. We're going to welcome you to Prayer Deliverance Ministries. You are a circle of friends, and this is our hour of power prayer on Thanksgiving morning. I'm so happy that the broadcast is on this morning. Normally, the pastor usually puts on a recording on the holidays, give people a break, but God has been too good. Hallelujah to God. He has saved lives. Hallelujah to God. We have entrepreneurs that have opened up businesses and have been blessed to open up. We got people looking for miracles even in this hour here. Healing and deliverance need to continuously go on, and we need to worship him because he is worthy of the praise, the honor, the glory. I tell you, our God is awesome. He is awesome. I thank God we have to make an adjustment on the sound in a minute because of I was listening to a seminar there. But I thank God for this 2021. Jobs have came up. Yeah. Get fired in this year. This sort of things coming up and the situation. Ran into saints of God. And they said that there's been battles going on. Yeah. I chuckled and laughed at him. I said, oh, you thought this was a flowery bed of ease? I said, there's an adversary. There's a devil. He's going to and fro, yes, seeking whom he can devour. Hallelujah to God. Yes. Had a evangelist, a business associate, trying to work. And the minute we started getting things ready, things start falling apart. Hallelujah to God. Yeah. And it seems like we start to go forward again, and here it is, the pandemic is coming up and down, and I still have people to this day, they call me up, don't know how I'm doing, want to know if I had a shot for the COVID, hallelujah to God. One person told me the other day, I need to go someplace Sunday, but you have to go to church. I said, is that a bad thing? They didn't know what to answer. I said, this is my life, hallelujah to God. This is not a religion. It's not fableism. It's not something I do to see if I get likes on Facebook. This is a life. We have denounced the works of Satan. We have denounced the works of darkness. Hallelujah to God. Pastor Abundance has about 25 or 30 years in the ministry. Hallelujah. God could be closer, more like, I don't know how many years, but I know that. She has dedicated her life. I've seen her get jobs and move across the country at the moving of God's hand.
Yes.
Trusting in his holy word. Trusting in God, hallelujah to God.
Yes.
Knowing who her God is, hallelujah to God. I talk about her because she lives life.
Yes, she does.
Yeah, she lives the life because it is her life, hallelujah to God.
Yes.
As she goes through it, she has things going on in her life. And I see how she just shake off the dust, just like the mule that fell into the hole and packed the dirt that they were throwing in there to bury him until he came up on the top. She reminds me of Joseph in the scenario that no matter what situation is, she's like cream in the coffee. She rises to the top, hallelujah to God, and you can follow there, you can sow into the ministry. We have almost a list of people that have been lifelong prayer warriors here, hallelujah to God. We have people who had miracles, worked so great, hallelujah to God. Had healing, deliverance going on, hallelujah to God. We have seen people receive new organs in their body, hallelujah to God. We've seen glaucoma moved out of the eyes, hallelujah to God. We have seen people come back out of hospice and live years after they had gotten out of hospice. And it's Thanksgiving. We have to give thanks with a grateful heart to God on the broadcast, hallelujah to God. There was just no way even... if so, something would have come up and got too busy and couldn't be here today. We got plenty of reasons. We owe God a praise, hallelujah to God. It come out saying, I've told many people, I've found out over the years, once you give God the glory, once you give God the praise, he brings you up out of the muck and the miry clay. His word is steadfast, unmovable, always abiding forever, hallelujah to God. Morning by morning, it's just a new mercy that we see of God, hallelujah to God.
Yes.
On this Thanksgiving Day, it's not so much about the turkey and the dressing and that. Seeing the people hustling and bustling into the store last night, they blessed me. I didn't have to go to work, but I went and I watched God people and began to pray for them. They don't know I even prayed for them. Watching them go, the young, the old, hustling into the store, coming back because they wanted to spay love. Only Bob, the only thing that I felt bad about is because I didn't have a handful of tracks to give out to them and express to them that Jesus, but you can see the love. People are going there and grabbing an armful of pies and stuff, and they're giving out turkey, hallelujah to God, and the love of God is being shed abroad, hallelujah to God. And then when I look at the secular side of it, for those who have the great education, the other side, the commercial side of things, how they drove up the gas price almost to $4 because of greed, hallelujah to God. How everybody's packing the highway down, and my message is to be careful where you go. Drive a little bit slow, hallelujah. It gets too crowded, and when these people come by, race it by you and jump in front of you that they can get an adrenaline rush. I said even as early as yesterday, just slow down a minute. Let them pass you by, hallelujah to God. You'll find out from experience of over 40-some years of driving professionally that the traffic would space out, you would have your room there, carry your family and your loved ones safely where they would go to and come back. Had a horrific tragedy. Sister, her brother spent almost 40 years in jail and things like time in prison. He was in there a long time. She didn't have no children, all the children grown up and everything since he'd been in jail. That was a terrible way. She got out about a year ago. He said he was an atheist, but through her talking to him in that year, she was showing me the pictures. God began to deal with him. God began to talk with him. And he was a hard person. He was a friendly person because you meet a lot of good people. But what you want to say, people that are filled with the Holy Ghost in your life. And he was coming up in we have a carrier company that we're praying for that it would blossom out so that we could help people get jobs and stuff and begin to show the imprint or the actuality to show people the love of Christ, hallelujah to God, and to do a work. And it's a spiritually based, hallelujah to God, that we really want you to know God and we want to try to get you informed and get things done. He was coming. He said, well, I'm coming to help you. In that, we call it a ministry for me, so everything's a ministry. I'm going to come until you find somebody. And then he decided to go to Philadelphia. And we were waiting, and she said, well, she had to call, have to rearrange everything because we're working for God. And he goes to Philadelphia, and he got in a hurry. And it was showing. They said they had the footage. He was just running, and they have cameras up and down the highway. And he's hurrying to get to Philadelphia. It's been a year. He's been out of jail in the rain, 80 miles an hour, lost control of the vehicle, slammed into the tree. The tree fell down. He got burnt up and just sort of devastated the situation.
Yeah.
I came right over because it's our job as ministers,
yeah,
according to Timothy, but a good minister,
yeah,
nourish up the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's it, hold tight. She started crying. I said, it's okay to cry, but we can't stop now. The devil comes to rob, kill, steal, and destroy. He came, he started talking about how many people had died this year. He died just now. A brother died, hallelujah to God. A mother, I said, don't take everything, but the best thing I can tell you to do that, if you begin to praise God, if you begin to look at the one that spoke this world into existence, when you begin to look at the one that gave water its boundaries and told it to go no further, and the water obey. As you look at the one that said, let there be light, and it's to this day, hallelujah to God.
Yes.
When you look at the one that at the fullness of time sent his son, hallelujah, born of a woman under the law, hallelujah, everything in perfect order,
yes,
call him the Son of God. You have reason to give God thanks, hallelujah, yes, to God. When you think about the citizenship of Jesus Christ, when you think about we serve a king that is in heaven, hallelujah to God, and when you think that we are nourished by the king's country, hallelujah to God, it has to give you joy inside of your spirit. If you might not have a turkey, you may not have a home on this Thanksgiving morning, hallelujah to God. You might be homeless, hallelujah to God, in a shelter, hallelujah to God. But you have to give God the praise because day by day, he gives you daily bread. He's supplying air to a vital part of your body, hallelujah to God. That's why I'm so glad that when I went and I dialed the phone, and when it was said so much time, because it was so busy, so many things were going on, so much ministry work had to go on, showing people the love of God, holding their hands until they are strong enough, hallelujah to God. And it's a great joy when they begin to see the light of God and realize that he was there all the time. No credit of our own, but God has lifted them up out of the muck and the miry. And they realize that there's a God and that all we're doing is displaying the attributes of Christ in our lives, hallelujah to God. We have to give God glory. We have to give God honor. We have to give God the praise because the God is worthy of the glory, the honor, and the praise, hallelujah to God. So I'm excited on this Thanksgiving morning. I've been excited all year long, hallelujah to God. I'm excited about everyone that has gotten married. I'm excited about the biggest miracle for me, a thing that put me in another place with God, is when the pastor's daughter, her name's Jamila, her husband's name is Ben, of the Gibson family, hallelujah to God. When God stretched forth his hand, I mean, there's miracles on toll, hallelujah to God. But when they had their vacation and when they went on their trip and an accident occurred, hallelujah to God. To me, it was something that the adversary figured out. He has stretched out his hand and he's going to stop this hour of power of prayer. He's going to attack it because as far as he's concerned, hallelujah to God, We have no rights to really worship God or to praise him, hallelujah to God. He's trying to find a way to destroy us. When the accident occurred and the nature of the accident and how God worked the miracle, how the praises went on, how the broadcast came on at the same time. You didn't even see the waves in the water, but hallelujah to God. But when you love someone and when you follow the ministry and when you know that that person is living for God, how God just sings to the storm, peace be still. You have to know when to go to minister. It's Thanksgiving Day. You have to know when to take that stand for Christ and share that love of God, hallelujah to God, in the name of Jesus. And that's what Thanksgiving is all about, hallelujah to God. God changed the situation, hallelujah to God, with my job. They changed it around. They moved things around. They straightened things out. But when I learned after all these years, hallelujah to God, to stand still and see the salvation of God, but I learned to cast down every vain imagination and everything that exalts itself against Christ, bringing every thought, still working on it, into the obedience of Christ, knowing that the Almighty God is our Father, that he dwells in us, the fullness of the Godhead dwells inside of our spirit. We dwell inside of Christ, and Christ is in the Father. He said, whatsoever thing you desire when you pray, believe that you receive it when you pray. You have to stop looking at circumstances. Hallelujah to God. But you have to look at Thanksgiving Day, 2021. There are thousands, hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions that have not made it, hallelujah, because of a pandemic, hallelujah to God. God wants you to be saved. He wants you to be sanctified. He wants you to be filled with his precious Holy Ghost. We're going to be all right, saints of God. We're going to be all right. I want to encourage you, hallelujah to God. Take time because I call it a proper, but it's no offense to the pastor. At the end of the broadcast, where she gives you time to send in a love offering, to sow into the ministry, and to write a letter because it's close to the end of the year, just send something to sow into good ground. You know, I have there's a prophet on the radio. He finally started giving his name. This is prophet so-and-so, and you must press one to get this message. This is a prophecy. Exploiting God's word is not what we do here. We deal with the lives of people, hallelujah to God, and we pray and we worship God, hallelujah to God. That's what we do here at Prayer, Praise, Deliverance Ministry. We are a circle of friends. To all our friends coast to coast and around the world, to Minister Sonia and her husband and her mother out there in California, hallelujah to God, people up in Canada, people up in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, all over the 50 states, hallelujah to God. We're going to give God the glory. We're going to give God the praise on this Thanksgiving morning, hallelujah to God. For those that are going through a time of bereavement, who has lost a precious loved one close to them, hallelujah to God. God knows, he sees, and he cares. For those who have children that are mentally challenged, God knows, he sees, and he cares. Those who have young adult children in high school, junior high school, and they are challenging the teachers, hallelujah to God. And they're not just there, and we're praying for their eyes of understanding, of enlightenment to go, to be open so that they would realize what they're doing at this stage in their lives, hallelujah to God. For those who are affected with illnesses, suicidal thoughts, hallelujah to God, bound by alcohol, drug addiction, those that are suffering sexual promiscuity, if that's the word, but have problems with keeping themselves, hallelujah to God. God knows, he sees and he cares on this Thanksgiving morning. God loves you, he cares about you, and he wants you to prosper even as your soul prospers. The Bible declares that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, that's the, what is your name, believeth in him, shall not perish. He that believeth that and be baptized shall be saved. And he that believeth not is damned already. This is the time, saints of God, where you're at your family's house and the wonderful dinner's going to be prepared today. There'll be people in the street going back and forth to the store. You can let them know that Jesus loved them to the glory of God the Father. This is our Thanksgiving day. This is our hour of power of prayer on this Thanksgiving morning. Hallelujah to God. What I like about being here is that God begins to speak. He loves Blog Talk Radio. He loves Pastor Darlene, and he loves our hour of power of prayer. Because out of all things, we give him a chance to say what he would say unto the people. Hallelujah to God. We serve on the wonderful woman of God, very liberal. She's a prophet. She's Mima. She wears so many hats. Hallelujah to God. And she has a ear to the mouth of God. Hallelujah to God. So with that, I just got a little bit excited this morning. I want to welcome everybody. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you. This is our power of prayer. We're here under the teaching and tutelage of Pastor Darlene Bunnett, a wonderful woman of God. Hallelujah to God. And it's a day to give thanks unto the Lord with families and friends. Hallelujah to God. My wife has the scripture of the week. Hallelujah to God. And we're going to move right along into the service. For those who are online, we came to have a wonderful time in the Lord. I thank God Pastor Darlene gave out some wonderful words of wisdom and some scripture, wonderful words of scripture to Minister Chris and everyone that was listening on yesterday. And that's something to be appreciated with. How you could come to the broadcast and God is right there. We're standing under the open heaven. Hallelujah to God. Salvation is free, but it's not cheap. There was a great price to come to this platform with her life. And we appreciate it. We appreciate you, Pastor Darlene. We're going to do the scripture of the week. Like I'm a little something, we're going to try to tighten them up here so we can get to everybody in prayer. We're going to get Pastor Darlene. If she's there and not busy, we're going to have time to switch on this Thanksgiving morning. We thank for everybody that's here. I'm trying to pray I get myself a new bed, especially sort of just holds you and you sit down on it. Hallelujah to God. And trying to reach her with the telephone. She's on the other side here. And we thank God.
Yes, we do.
Get ready to them. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. We give you praise because you are our righteousness. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There is something about that name, Master, Savior, Jesus, like a fragrance after the rain. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away, but there is something about that name. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks unto the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given us Jesus Christ, his Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. For what the Lord has done for us, give thanks. Hallelujah.
Yes, amen, amen. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Yes, I feel like having a song, praise and worship right now, I tell you. Praise the Lord and happy Thanksgiving, saints of the Most High God, and to our dear Pastor Bundage and to all the great saints of God, hallelujah, that have gathered on this wonderful Thanksgiving morning, this Thursday morning, November the 25th. Praise God. Look at how good God is. He spared our lives to, oh, hallelujah, to see this beautiful morning. And we truly wish you all a most blessed, blessed Thanksgiving. Well, we are learning, as Pastor Horsley just said, Elder Horsley just stated, it's more than the turkey. It's more than just saying we're going to get together. It's about us when we do get together, let's count our blessings. Let's reflect on the goodness of the Lord in spite of the rainy day or the stormy weather we may be experiencing at that time. But we are going to look beyond it, and we are going to know that we are able, God is able with his loving kindness to deliver us out of every dilemma. I believe David said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers us out of them all. Surely we have a reason this morning to give God the praise. And not only this morning, as many of you all know, you all are seasoned saints, hallelujah, on this Blog Talk Radio. And I know you all are people of God who praise God and thank God daily. Hallelujah. This is our duty, to give God the glory, to give him the praise. God wants to hear our praises. God wants us to be still and know that he is God every day, not just on this given Thanksgiving season, as man celebrates, which is fine. But as saints of the Most High God, this is something we do each and every day. Hallelujah. Truly, I just give God the glory. And we're going to read the scripture of the day, which is found in Psalms 100. Praise the Lord. And it reads like this: make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Hallelujah. Talking about the inhabitants of that land. Talking about me and you. We ought to be daily making a joyful noise for Jesus. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Don't come before his presence with complaints. Don't come before his presence with murmuring. Oh, I don't have this. Oh, I don't have that. No, we're going to come in spite of what we're going through to yet give God the glory, because we know that no matter what we are being confronted with, Romans 8:28 says, in all these things we know all things are working together. No matter what it is, it's working together for our good. Sometimes it don't feel good. Hey, I'm a witness. It may not feel good, but it's good for us. Hallelujah. Remember, no matter what's going on, especially I have found from my own experience that it's when I'm going through the stormy days is when God is taking me up higher. He's molding me. He's shaping me. Hallelujah. He's crucifying my own flesh. And we know, saints, that our flesh must be crucified daily. Glory be to God. It says, verse 3 says, know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Many times we have to be careful, saints. We give God our agenda. We give God what we want to do instead of following his plan, seeking the mind of God, hallelujah, seeking his wisdom in all that we do, that we be in agreement with a perfect will. We were talking about the three wills of God recently, and it's a, there's what's called the permissive will. That's something that God allow you to do. He don't, and he's not really in it, but he lets you go on and do it. And then it's something called the perfect will. That's when we're lining up with God and we're committing our way to the Lord. Lord, I ask you to help me, Lord. Show me what it is you would have me do in a situation or whatever. Then there's the third will, which is actually, it's no will at all. We're not walking in no will at all. We're just doing our own thing. So it's similar to the permissive will in a sense. But we have to remember that as people of God, let's flow into the perfect will of God. The perfect will of God is that we love one another as we love ourselves, that we love our neighbor, that we love our God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, that we forgive others as the Lord has forgiven us, that we love our enemies. Hallelujah, that we pray for those who despitefully use us and persecute us. These are the, this is what you call flowing in the perfect will of God, because it's backed up with the word of God. Know that you're healed. Know that no matter what pain you may be experiencing this morning or someone else may be experiencing that you know that God is their healer. He's a mind regulator. He's a heart fixer. And in the name of Jesus, we decree and declaring their healing. We know it's by his stripes we are healed, whether it's an emotional healing, whether it's a physical healing, whether it's a relational healing. We have to know Jesus shed his blood for all the types of illnesses, no matter what it may be, mental, whatever. God is the healer. He's the chief physician. Hallelujah. We got to know that he is God. The Bible says, without faith, you all, it's impossible to please God. And he that cometh to God must believe that he is God and that he is a rewarder to those who diligently seek him. Glory be to our God. So we have to know that we are the sheep of his pasture. In other words, we have to get our agenda, hallelujah, from the Lord. We got to get our marching orders from Jesus, not what we think or what somebody else is saying. We have to make sure it's backed up with the word of God. If it's not backed up with the word of God, it will not flow. The Bible says that those that build a house without God, they're building it in vain. We have to make sure that whatever we are doing, Jesus is the foundation of it all. Hallelujah. So we want to make sure that we are building on a firm foundation, that rock, which is Jesus, which is the truth, which is the word of God. We want to make sure we are, you know, we are building according to the will of God, no matter what it is. Jesus, yes, we want to build on that sure foundation, and we know the sure foundation is the Lord. Verse 4 says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, enter his courts with praise, be thankful unto him, and bless his name. I mean, that's self-explanatory right there. Anytime we want to serve God, we have to come, hallelujah, with a spirit of thanksgiving as we remember and reflect on how good God has has been to us. Hallelujah. Nobody, hallelujah, is without a shelter. Hallelujah. We all have houses to live in. We need to thank God for that. We need to thank God for our health and strength. We should, moreover, we need to thank God for our blessed salvation. Hallelujah. We need to commemorate the fact that Jesus died and bled and suffered on that cross all because he loved us. And he rose from the dead to give us the power, y'all, to walk in the newness of life, to walk in the abundance of life. Jesus said the devil comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I've come to give you life and give it to you more abundantly. So let's continue to walk in that abundant life. Let's continue to confess, decree, and declare God's word, hallelujah, about ourselves, about our children, about our grandchildren, about our neighbors, about our church family, hallelujah, about our pastors. And I want to say this is very important as people of God that we lift up our pastor, hallelujah, all those. I know there's many of you who go to different churches. Let's lift up the pastors. Let's lift up the bishops. Let's lift up the apostles. Let's lift up the teachers, the prophets, the evangelists, because it's so important. We got to remember that the enemy, his game plan every day is to take us out, especially those of us who are in leadership positions. We have to remember that the enemy aim is to destroy the foundation of the church. It's very important that we lift up the fivefold ministry. And like I said, our leaders, our pastor, we need to be praying for Pastor Bundage morning, noon, and night. Pray for your pastor of your church morning, noon, and night. It's important that we lift up the hands of the leadership. It's very important, saints of God, because the enemy is, and you look at the news and things like that, you see ministers falling, people who used to serve the Lord. I'm talking about well-known pastors that have slipped into sin of various sorts. But it's because I believe many times the church is not lifting up their leadership, their pastors, as they should. Let's lift up the hands, hallelujah, of our leaders. Praise God. We know that in the Old Testament, Moses was fighting the Amalekites. The Israelites were in war with the Amalekites, and it took Aaron and I believe his another man, Aaron, they had to hold up the hands of Moses. Hallelujah. They had to lift his hand up. As long as they lifted up Moses' hand, hallelujah, they won the battle. So let's continue to lift up our dear Pastor Bundage and all those who are in leadership positions, saints of God. Hallelujah. Because we know it's the will of God that we know that the Bible says that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Enter his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. So we have so much reason to praise him. We thank God for who he is. He is the everlasting Father. He is Alpha and Omega. He is our refuge. He is our strength. He is our very present help in the time of trouble. He is our everlasting Father. He is our wonderful Counselor. He is our Prince of Peace. He is the omniscient God. He's an all-knowing God. He is the omnipotent one, the all-powerful God. And we know that he is omnipresent. He's everywhere, you all, at the same time. What a mighty God we serve, and we know his truth will endure. His truth is his word. Hallelujah. We know heaven and earth will pass away, but God's truth shall stand forever. So we wish you all a wonderful, a marvelous Thanksgiving, and continue to march in rejoicing of the Lord. I hear the Lord saying, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice, because we know the joy, saints, of the Lord is our strength. May God bless each and every one of you. We love you. We thank you, Pastor Bundage, with the blessed job you've been doing down through the years. And we pray the Lord will continue to bless you in so many ways as you continue to prosper the very works of your hands. We love you all, saints of the Most High God. Stay ever encouraged. Okay, Elder. God bless you, Elder.
Amen. They call me Father. They call me Anthony. They call me Papa. They just don't call me like the Thanksgiving dinner today. Hallelujah to God. Amen. At this time, hallelujah to God. Thanks to God. For the breakfast. We want to see what Pastor Darlene has. Hallelujah to God. Sometimes I do that because while you're talking and while you're going forth, God may speak because we serve a living God. Might be something on our heart or something that came through that requires prayer, and we're going to go up and pray and praise God, and we're going to enjoy this Thanksgiving day, giving God thanks. And it's different. About the same day as Christmas is coming, we're going right on into the next celebration of the birth of Christ. Hallelujah to God. Without any type of commentary, hallelujah to God. We're going to rejoice in this. Thank God. Thank God. Everyone's present. Everyone's here. Pastor Darlene, are you there?
Yes, I am. And good morning, everybody. Thank you, Evangelist Wonderland, for that beautiful encouragement. And we will continue to ask God to help us to be in His perfect will. That is so important. And I really appreciate you bringing that out today. And I pray that God will continue to pour back into you what you have shared with us today. And I do have a prayer request. A sister by the name of Ernestine has a son by the name of Khalid, and she hasn't heard from him in a few days, and that is unusual. So we want to pray that he is okay, that maybe he just, something's wrong with Khalid, that they will hear from him soon. I also want to keep my brother Roderick in prayer. His blood pressure came down, but we pray that he will do what he should for his health to keep him from being sent back to the hospital. We pray for his healing and for his salvation. He really needs Jesus Christ. And we'll continue to pray for families that God will draw them to him and that they will heed the call, because we know that he is calling them out and they just need to receive Jesus as Lord, Savior, and King. So we're thanking God this morning for the opportunity to be here. And as we heard our evangelist Wonderman saying this morning, we should be thankful every day. And I believe that we are, God giving thanks to him and praising him. I mean, that is so key for my life, that I am able to praise the Lord and give him the honor. You know, when you get up in the morning, get up and do your dance before the Lord. That is what I do most days. I get up and I'm just dancing and rejoicing before the Lord, just thanking him for his goodness and his love and his grace and his mercy. I mean, I just love God. And we will also continue to pray for those who are traveling. There are many people traveling. Some are on the road this morning. Many have reached their destination. And I thank God for all the prayers, because all my family members who live in Georgia, there are five of us who live there. We have made it to our hometown, which is Indianapolis, basically. And we just thank God for that. So we just give God for the opportunity to open up our mouths and our eyes and walk around this morning, just being able to do what God has designed us to do and give him praise. So that is what I wanted to share this morning. I don't know if anybody else has a prayer request this morning. The lines are open this morning for the prayer request, if you have one.
Good morning. This is Sister Gladys this morning. Good morning, everyone. And once again, happy Thanksgiving Day to you all. Continual prayer for my grandson, Cameron Rasko, and mainly for him, for the whole family, but he's going through some things right now. And I just want God to, you know, you know, he was talking about a purpose. He don't even know what his purpose is. And he don't, you know, he's just talking all kind of, you know, the negative things. But anyhow, pray for him this morning and my family, and for, you know, unity in the body of Christ, and for, you know, the prayers for family. It's so important. And for me, for strength. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. This is Michelle. I want to say happy Thanksgiving to everyone. And the young lady that was speaking, I'm so grateful that I learned to listen and listen to learn, because that was really good from what I heard when I did chime in. And like I said, happy Thanksgiving to everyone. And I'm so grateful to each and every one of you. God bless.
Amen. Amen. Good morning. This is Calistica. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone, and I'm just thanking God and just thankful for this day. I do know that every day is a day of Thanksgiving, but I want to thank God for today. Like what Apostle Hosley has been reminding us, that it has been a challenging year for most of us. He just reminded me that at the beginning of the year, the month of January, I lost about 4 family members back to back in 1 month. But God has been good. He comforted me and my family. And I want to thank God for daughter when she had the accident and preserved her life. And we know that the enemy, you know, who is the thief, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So there is so much to be thankful of. Those are the two that just came at the top of my head. But I do thank God, and I appreciate the Lord for this platform. It has been and is still a blessing to me and my family. In Jesus' name, happy Thanksgiving to you all.
Amen, amen. Yes. You have another? Mm-hmm. Amen. It's the amen's heaven. It's a bless. It's a bless. Thank you. We want to we'll go up in prayer. Hallelujah to God and worship to God. We want to acknowledge all the prayer requests that is down, and we pray for safe traveling mercies back home in a few days. And for those who are there, those that are at the airlines, hallelujah to God. And this is God, will just continuously bless, bless, bless. In the name of Jesus, let the smoke detect it. Hallelujah. At the hope of the smoke detector. Hallelujah, God. Amen. We thank God. Hallelujah, God. We have anyone else that may have a prayer request? There's a testimony when we go forth into this last, as we head to the top of the hour. Amen. Okay, Gabriel.
Amen.
I believe somebody's trying to say something. Yes, go ahead.
Yes, good morning. This is Sister Linda. I just wanted to say happy Thanksgiving to everybody on the line. Have a nice day and don't eat too much turkey.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay. They go to fall from prayer, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Give God the glory. Give God the glory. Give God the glory. And he would give you, again, and he would give you the victory. Point to the ground and say, Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. Say it first time. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. And we will give God, and we will give you the victory. Corporate. Father, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God.
Yes,
Lord God, as we pray, Rogers and everyone, Rogers and loved one, O Lord God, that
yes.
You will bless, O Lord God. The person that they haven't heard from in a while, O Lord God, is unusual, God. We ask that you would bring them back home into the fellowship, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. know that with all the wishes and the greetings and the salutation of a happy Thanksgiving, Father.
Yes.
God, we ask that you would heal, oh Lord God.
Yes.
Lord God, that you would touch those, oh Lord God, that in hospital, Lord God, those that are in emergency room, oh Lord God, and trauma centers, oh Lord God, that you would just strengthen the staff and the faculty, dear God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God.
Yes.
God, the traveling mercy that you have provided, oh Lord God, that I call you see. God, in other countries and on other continents, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, we thank you, O Lord God, for you providing healing and deliverance, O Lord God. Lord God, those that have operations, O Lord God, and those that are still healing and mending, O Lord God. Lord God, Mr. Juanita, Lord God, that you would just touch her body, God, right now in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God.
Yeah.
Family members, O Lord God, that incarcerated today, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you would bless them, O Lord God, and have them reflect on how good you have been unto us, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God.
Mm-hmm.
So we give you the honor, the glory, and the praise today, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we pray, O Lord God, for the blankets to send to Africa, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God.
Yes.
Lord God, we pray for the finances of the ministry here, Lord God. I pray for the deliverance ministry, O Lord God. Lord God, we pray, O Lord God, for the letters that are coming in that you have blessed those that are writing in, O Lord God, and letting the pastor know, O Lord God, that they appreciate the broadcast in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Praying that you bless my wife, O Lord God, and wives dear, O Lord God, and those that are looking for a companion, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Even bless those that have been by themselves for a period of time, O Lord God, and feel that they can still yet go on, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, but yet they would desire, O Lord God, to have someone that you would send, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, because we know that marriage is honorable, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we pray for those, O Lord God, that have might experience a divorce for some reason or another, oh Lord God, that there be no bitterness there in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Praying for my son Roderick, oh Lord God. Praying for my children, oh Lord God. Praying for their mother, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Those that are building new homes, oh Lord God, and looking to purchase homes, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We give you thanks for it, oh Lord God. We give you the honor, the glory, and the praise for what you're doing, oh Lord God. Even the newborn babies, oh Lord God, that was born between yesterday's prayer line and today's prayer line, and even perhaps even at this minute in this hour, oh Lord God, that you would bless our children, oh Lord God, the grandchildren, oh Lord God. Put a hedge about them, oh Lord God. Protect them, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you just bless the food supply, Lord God, that they claim this shortage, oh Lord God, and things have been tied up, oh Lord God, because of the pandemic, oh Lord God, and the virus that has attacked many things, oh Lord God, and the plagues that are there, Lord God. But Lord God, we trust in your holy word, oh Lord God, because you never failed us yet, oh Lord God. As we winding up and going into, as we approach to this top of the hour, Lord God, we give you the honor, the praise on this Thanksgiving day in Jesus' mighty name, oh Lord God. Yes, we go to Father. Do you have anything near us without, we're going to turn this back in the hand, Pastor Darling. Okay. We thank you, hallelujah to God. My clock might be a little fast and a little slow, hallelujah to God, but we thank God for you. Enjoy the day and on the safe trip home, and those that will be extended. Tune in tomorrow morning. I believe Pastor Scholastic are going to be there. She always has a good word.
Yes.
Hallelujah to God. I believe there's love to hear her begin to pray for everything. She has a very good ministry. Hallelujah. I think it's on. You have a lot of good ministry. Those who facilitate throughout the week. Hallelujah to God. I mentioned her because I don't want to forget. We choose the one. Powerful women, men and women of God here at Prayer for Deliverance Ministry. And we thank God for everyone that is here. I believe, I don't know whether or not if Prayer for Deliverance Ministry has a cash app number, what it is that you can send your donations in by there, but quite sure if they do, we would appreciate it. It is needed, as you can see, the way things are going, that we need to go forth harder and press forward in the name of Jesus. So be generous in your giving, and we thank God for you, and have a wonderful Thanksgiving day. We put it back in the hands of Pastor Darling.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Apostle Wesley. And thank you for those wonderful songs that you sang. I mean, you're always singing such beautiful songs, too, so we appreciate that. And so as we're leaving today, I cover and seal all prayers and word that came forth with the blood of Jesus. And I decree for every brother and sister in Christ that all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, we reject them. They will not come to pass. We send them back to the sender by the blood of Jesus. I decree this morning that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. I decree that we are blessed and cannot be cursed. I decree that we shall resist the devil and he will flee from us. I decree this morning that we continuously humble ourselves and we pray as we seek the face of God. I decree this morning, though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil. I decree that we shall cast all our cares upon him, for he cares for us. And we will continue to delight ourselves in the Lord, and he gives us the desires of our hearts. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I decree this morning that we will continue to rejoice in the Lord, because the Lord God is our strength, and he is making our feet like hind feet, and he is making us to walk upon those high places. So let's continue to climb with the Lord above every situation and circumstance. So as we go, we shall remember that we are workers together with the Lord. Amen. And I love each and every one of you, and I pray and thank you for loving me back. And we will love even our families as we meet. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, God is good, and his mercies endure forever. So have a beautiful day. Enjoy your families and fellowship and friends as you're out there eating whatever you eat. And as Sister Linda said, don't eat too much turkey and not too much of all the other food, too. I know sometimes we get carried away. So, but enjoy yourself, and we look forward to hearing and seeing you on tomorrow. And goodbye.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, and love offering anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD, second word is VALLEY, that's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia, zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.